I am very privileged today. Do you know why? Because I'm talking with a fellow breakfast announcer. Raina Huata anchors the Brekkie Show at Kahungunu. And I thank her for pausing from her mahi to just share with us some realities of life. I mean, we've got some gorgeous weather here in Tamaki Makaurau today. Raina, tēnā koe, te tohine ngā mihi nui, kā koe, mo te wā matariki. No mai, hala mai.
Ai, kia ora, tēnā koe, kei te pēhea.
Kei te pai, Raina. Oh, look, the different images we're getting out of Wairoa, the sadness of the loss of our three men in Te Rāwhiti, and of course the ongoing weather threat. We've got a gorgeous day here in Tamaki today, and in some ways wished it was shining down upon your ohe as well. Can you just bring us up to a little bit of speed? The images from Wairoa, for instance, of flooding, I'm not quite sure, Raina, how old they are, but just some kōrero about the weather bomb that has come across over the last couple of days, and I'm picking that it hasn't subsided completely yet. What's the lay of the land looking like from your end, Raina?
Yeah, so dozens of people remain at evacuation centres around Wairoa after the town was hit by the flooding yesterday. 400 properties were affected, including 100 homes. The flooded area of the town remains cordoned off and won't be accessible until the area is declared safe. He oi anō, kua puta no te kōrero, kua hikina te ohoreretanga o ngā matapai huarere. The weather warnings have been lifted, and ko te mahi nai nei, he āta whakari te whakawāinga kāinga. So, where to from here for our whānau into Wairoa? Well, Wairoa Civil Defence continues to support the community, and today's focus will be to access damage, and the team will continue to monitor river levels and weather forecasts for our whānau in Te Wairoa.
Yeah, tēnā koe. We've been talking regularly with Leon Symes from Tate Tato o Te Wairoa. He's been wonderful, actually, across the last year and a half, talking about the recovery from Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Rahina, and that's been devastating too. Silt in, under houses, and it feels as though they've just really got themselves into shape, constant cleaning, and now, as you say, all these homes are inundated with water again. So that tough mahi starts again for many residents, I guess.
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. And it's quite a setback for our Wairoa whānau as well. He oi anō, he waka eke noa pia te kōrero. We've been here before, and kaore kore. He hāpōre tino kaha a te Wairoa. They're so resilient in what they do. So, it is quite heartbreaking, actually.
Tēnā koe. And for the rohe where you're broadcasting from, how are things looking there?
Oh, and
okay, well, that's good. What about the sadness that in many ways unites us, irrespective of colour and creed? The other day, we were all praying for those guys to be returned home safely. Sadly, that wasn't the case. But there was you could almost feel a collective mood of support for the rescuers that had gone out into atrocious conditions. But it must sort of feel more sad for those people who know that area so well, like yourself and the Mahia Peninsula, etc. Kōrero mai, tell us a little bit about how you think the community have responded to that tragic news.
Oh, kā roha hoki ki tuatahi, kā roha hoki ki ngā whānau. E noho pani ana I tēnei wā. Our deepest condolences go out to the whānau pani who, at this very difficult time with these three tāne ngā mihi aroha. But I do think that the community would be absolutely devastated at the loss of these three beautiful tāne. Kaore nui aku kupu I tēnei wā mō tērā, nā runga I te āhuatanga o tērā. So,
I think it's really neat to have a kōrero with you, Raina. How long have you been working in Irirangi or at Radio Kahungunu?
I've been here for 4 years now. and it's been a journey. I love it.
You love it. Do you anchor on your own or have you got somebody with you?
No, it's just me, and we have a producer and a content creator. So, kei te pai, that's our team, and you know how it goes. Mahi tahi, kuera te manui. But before I do hop off, I just wanted to say, yes, kei te pai ki konei ki here taonga, Engari, kua toka tonu te pānui mātia mō te hapuri o Haumoana. So Haumoana still are still in hea te kōrero. Haumoana are still have the evacuation notice remains in place at Haumoana, although the lagoon pumps have continued to function overnight to stop any further flooding.
Tēnā koe. I'll let you get back to your peeps on the radio. How neat to have recorded all and keep up the great work, both in Te Leo Māori and celebrating the best of Ngai Māori. Every time we hit that on-air button, that's what we do, because we're so proud of our peeps. Nei rata mihi kia koe te tuhini, i o tautoko ki Ngai Māori i ngā wā. Iara, Māori ora kia koe, te wā matariki. Tēnā koe. Rahina huata.